something that just is not have last forever. And one of them can be the snow. Thank you very much. Let's kiss that off. It is 7 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We have the pleasure now on Good Day of spending some time having some company from Roseanne Cash. Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and I will hear.
I dig this family.
Well, this is a wonderful musical family. She's got a new CD called The River and the Thread. She's been on with us before as the oldest daughter of one of the country's musical treasures. Roseanne, this may or may not. I'm going to tell you a personal story because we all relate in a personal way. I don't know that you know what EECP treatments are. Have you ever heard of EECP?
I do not know what that
is. Well, it is a way for people who have sometimes respiratory issues, they have circulatory issues, to get therapy. And I'm using it as a preventative. I go through an hour a day on this machine that pushes the blood around in your body. And when I'm on the bed, I can listen to music. And so yesterday, I had forgotten that you were going to be with us today. I did know it at one point.
Thank God.
So I'm listening.
We were worried about it, too.
So I'm thinking to myself, you know what? I haven't heard any of the Cash family music for a long time. I swear to you, this was not – all it is synchronicity. So I had your father's music and yours, and it was back and forth because they can select on Pandora what you want to listen to. So I'm listening to your music and your father's music. And I think it's a great way for us to begin. In essence, people have to ask you this all the time about the influence of your father, Johnny Cash, on you and your music. And maybe you get tired of answering the question, so you can dance around it if you want to, or you can give us the three-minute version.
Did we help you with your treatment yesterday?
I'm much better today. I have a mental thing because I have a dairy farm outside of Boston in a town called Framingham, and the snow has been so bad, the roofs collapsed on a couple of the barns this morning, and some of the cows got killed. So I have that in the back of my mind. It's sort of floating around in my mind by doing other things.
Well, I don't know that Pandora would help with that, but...
music is a powerful healer.
It's
wonderful. It's a great healer. And I have a sense that you understand a lot about healing.
I think that music is the most powerful healing force in the universe. I mean, I'm a musician, so I'm biased in that way. But, yeah, I think music is more powerful than politics, certainly.
Yeah.
And as far as influence, you know, I mean, it's part nurture, part nature. I think I was wired to be drawn to music and to writing and literature as well, and poetry. And then it was always around me, so I was, you know, it was compelling to go in that direction myself.
Well, in essence, your father, your other family members, how this all came to be, in terms of, with all the stories of your father and the things that he was around as he came up through the music business, how did you relate to some of the things going on in his life? How did they impact your life?
You mean, I assume you're talking about his drug addiction.
Addicted personalities being what they are. I'm kind of a believer. I come from a line of addictive personalities, and I think some of it's genetic, frankly, and I wonder how you work around it.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. Well, I mean, then you know you have addiction in the family. It's chaotic and disruptive, and it leaves an imprint, but that wasn't special to us. It just happened on a bigger stage.
Right.
It happened with a lot of people looking at it. And I think that, you know, those things resonate through your life, and you either use them to become more self-aware or you let it destroy you. And I do also believe it's genetic. You know, there are traces of it throughout my family history.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I escaped that particular burden.
Good for you.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's all
not anything
cards.
I did willingly.
No, exactly. But sometimes the way you respond, I mean, I think that's what's happened to me. I just chose not to go down that street, but it can affect your music. It can affect what
you think
and how you write, I think.
Well, Roseanne, I think where all this ties in is one of the great things about the earlier generations of artists is the emotion that they could pour into their music. You know, I think about Ray Charles and B.B. King and obviously your dad. And I listened to one of these cuts here that we're going to feature on your new album. And I hear a lot of that emotion. And I just wonder where you derive that emotion from and how what comes from inside for you to get that emotion.
Well, I think that all artists, you know, that your feelings are the raw material that you work with, right? Your feelings
right.
and your experience, that's the raw stuff. And then hopefully you've developed some kind of skill so that you can refine this into something that feels resonant to other people, that feels universal. I mean, that sounds like a grand theory, but, you know, sometimes it's a mess in there, psychically
but
speaking.
But you use that mess.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I got to imagine it's therapeutic for you to get it out and get it on paper.
I hesitate to use the word therapeutic because I think it diminishes real music and real art. But the truth is, it's cathartic. It
yeah.
is. And
all right,
it's
let's
helpful.
Listen. I want to hear how this all plays into how it winds into the Long Way Home, which is a cut from this new CD, The River and the Thread, Roseanne Cash singing.
Dark highways and the country roads don't scare you like they did. The woods and winds now welcome you to the places you once hid. You grew up and you moved away across a foreign sea, and what was left was what was kept, was what you gave to me. You thought you left it all behind.
So that's The Long Way Home. Tell us about that song. And
so beautiful.
Yeah.
So jazzy and bluesy, but country. Oh, it's great.
Thank you. That song is a little bit of a centerpiece of The River and the Thread. It, you know, because all of the songs I co-wrote with my husband, John Leventhal, and they were inspired by several trips we took to the Delta in the last couple years. And I was born in Memphis. But I've lived in New York for 23 years, and I thought that the South was kind of a footnote in my past and nothing that still was alive in my life. And on these trips to the Delta, I just started seeing how deep the connections were and how moved I was by the characters I knew there, the places, the sense of time travel, the music. It was deeply inspiring. And so that song, A Long Way Home, I feel like, you know, in our 20s and 30s, we're trying to find out who we aren't, and we're taking lots of trips and excursions and left turns in our life. And a friend of mine said to me, you know, you figure out you're just taking the long way home. We're all just taking the long way home back to ourselves. And that song mm-hmm. comes from that feeling.
And it takes a long time to realize that.
What other kind of inspiration do you get? I mean, obviously the easy ones are your family. I mean, you guys are immensely talented. I have an uncle who can whittle, and you guys have all of that talent in your family. But, you know, where else do you take your inspiration from?
Well, I think you got to be open to it. You know, we were down in the Delta, and we visited Robert Johnson's grave.
Oh,
the greatest blues man of all
yeah.
time. And we went to the Tallahatchie Bridge that was made famous in Ode to Billy Joe. And, mm-hmm. you know, you go to these spots, and you've got to be kind of numb not to be thrilled and inspired just to see them. And then we went away, and, you know, because we're songwriters, that's where that energy tends to go.
You ever go way back into your family's history, the Carter Cash good family, where you guys basically invented music radio? And I such appreciate the roots of American music that I don't think that you can ignore the power that that has to have on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. And there's a song on the new record called 50,000 Watts. And it's about that very thing that, in particularly rural environments and Depression era where the Cash family was in Arkansas, that radio was salvation. And the 50,000 watts, yeah. you know, blanketed Mexico to Canada. So there was a sense of community just by listening to the radio.
And for anybody who doesn't know, it basically radio was just kind of there, and they started putting entertainment on the radio and selling advertising, you know, the soap commercials and whatnot. And that's basically how AM music radio got started, and it all started with the Carter Cash family. And it's just that's the roots of our American music. And it's just a powerful, powerful story if you've never read the book.
I agree. This station that inspired the song 50,000 Watts on my record was, you may know it, WDIA in Memphis.
Sure.
And they used to play in the 50s what was called race music. And,
right.
You know, it was soul and R&B, fantastic. And all of the people who came into that rockabilly movement in Memphis listened to WDIA.
That's, you get Elvis basically took that music and was
that's
it,
right.
The DJs would finally play it because a nice white boy was singing it and you know, bam, rock and roll, there you go. But it was basically all of that rhythm and blues and rock and
right.
soul that they just made mainstream. So,
and you know that B.B. King was a DJ back then and, you know, played live on the radio with his guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
That's right. And he wasn't called B.B. then. I can't remember his first name now, but it wasn't B.B.
Blues Boy King, but I can't think of James Blues Boy King. I can't remember what it was. All right, let's listen to one more cut. This is Etta's tune, and you can get this at RoseanneCash.com, and I would imagine on iTunes and anywhere else you can buy music, correct?
Yeah, iTunes and Amazon and wherever else people buy records.
All right, well, thank you so much, and this is Etta's tune, and please come back and visit with us again, Roseanne.
Thanks for having me on the show. Thanks
all
very
right.
much.
Temperature, darling, 100 or more. The horse is falling at the dust while it's wilting by the door. But you pour your strongest coffee and I'll take the back wheel. We'll drive straight down the river road.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
On my nature walks, I couldn't smell the flowers or breathe in the fresh spring air. Then I discovered Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now I don't just appreciate nature, I breathe it all in.
Allegra D. Stop suffering. Start breathing.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, the Doug Steffen focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on what it is that goes on in your mouth. A lot of people have been asking for years for an alternative way to whiten your teeth. And in Europe, the big teeth whitening trend is something that is actually peroxide-free, a peroxide-free teeth whitening foam. For some people, peroxide, it doesn't mean very much, but peroxide-free, let me tell you, much better. I don't want any of that stuff in my mouth. Healthier solution to teeth whitening. So we've invited Dr. Martin Ginniger to come on the program. He has developed Active White, a peroxide-free teeth whitening solution for those health-conscious people who are like Dr. Ken and me. So I'm going to let Dr. Ken and Dr. Ginniger, the two doctors, have their conversation.
Dr. Ginniger, we love having you back because it still amazes me how someone can have whiter teeth without peroxide. Can you please explain how and why you formulated Active White?
Sure. Well, it's great to be back, Dr. Ken. Thank you for having me. The key thing with Active White is that it's a foam, and foams penetrate better than the gels that we've been using. So we're able to use a much more gentle whitener, something that's completely peroxide free, and really that translates to a lot of benefits for people. First of all, you could use the product every day, and second of all, people could go about their healthy lifestyle without putting, a dangerous bleach in their mouth. So I really feel it needs a niche in the market. Another great thing about it is that it's so safe you could use it every day. And since really we're all about keeping our, not only making our teeth white, but keeping it white, having a safe product you could use every day, I think is really going to be something really wonderful that people in the United States are now going to be able to enjoy.
Safe and effective. That's what I really like, Dr. Ginniger. I heard that this formula is widely used in Europe, but can you tell me why it's not commonly used here in America?
Well, in Europe, there's a lot of research out there that shows that ingesting peroxide can cause various types of cancers. So the European regulatory agencies have pretty much banned the use of peroxide, at least the consumer use of peroxide, in teeth whitening products. So really, as the inventor of so many other products in the market, many companies came to me and said, hey, we can't use peroxide in Europe because the European scientific community has deemed it to be very dangerous. Can you develop a whitener that would work without peroxide? So I spent many years working on this. And, in the United States, the FDA is a little bit more lax when it comes to the use of peroxide, which is surprising to me, because there was a lot of research out there that shows that it could cause some problems down the road. So I'm kind of happy that now we have this alternative way to whiten teeth without peroxide, and I'm glad finally been able to bring it to the United States for so many great reasons. Number one, you're going to be able to use it safely every day. Number two, because it has no peroxide, you're going to be able to use it without any sensitivity whatsoever. And you can feel really good about using something that's really 99% natural in your mouth, not, you know, a bunch of chemicals.
I bet a lot of people are going to whiten their teeth before the summer, and it's best to start now because today I have a special for my listeners, Dr. Gienerger. How long will the whitening last?
Well, with Active White, because it contains a gentle whitener, it really takes around 2 to 4 weeks before you are finished with your whitening. In about 2 to 4 weeks, you'll see about a 6 or 7 shade difference. And that whitening will technically last for years upon years. But the good news is with Active White is that it's a safe product, and you can use it every day. So once you've completed your 2 to 4 week of whitening regimen, and really that's up to the individual person to see how long they want to use the product, to see how white their teeth are going to get, then you could use the product once a week for the rest of your life to keep your teeth white. So really the answer is your whitening will last indefinitely.
All right, you just heard it straight from the creator of Active White. Say hello to your beautiful new white smile. As a special to folks listening right now, you can try Active White risk-free by dialing 800-867-4089. That's 800-867-4089. Call now, get a free gift, the Active White Stain Eraser Pen, and free shipping. 800-867-4089 for Active White right now. 800-867-4089. Our thanks to Dr. Martin Gienerger for being here with us.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I'm Rick Osick, Brown Shoe Company Division President of Famous Footwear. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It's a great feeling to know the money we raise supports life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Famous Footwear and our employees across the country and help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, 33 after the light. Are we on? Are we off?
We're on.
What are you doing here?
What's going on?
33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Most of you know that in addition to being a broadcaster, I am a dairy farmer and have a dairy farm outside of Boston, a town called Framingham, where I grew up, and have tried hard over the years to sort of keep, I don't know if it's a dream or reality, whatever it is. I suppose there are a number of different things you can use to describe why I decided to fight the odds. It's kind of the movie Against All Odds. There have been a lot of reasons not to do this, but I felt it was important in a lot of different ways. And part of it is my philosophy about life and being healthy and living and trying to contribute that way, because I have the expertise and I have the ability to do it, or I have had the ability. But there have been a number of things that have happened the last 3 or 4 years that have given me cause to think that I maybe ought not to be swimming against the tide as much as I am. And you wonder sometimes what messages are. I have very strong spiritual beliefs, and I believe there are reasons for things. I don't know that you always figure out what the reasons are, but there's a reason. And the latest thing that many of you who have farms or many of you have businesses have suffered because of the weather, the heavy snow and its impact. One of the sides of, I have barns that are constructed out of steel and concrete that go back to the Works Progress Administration. And onto those, we've added some shelters about, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. Edgar, who was my beloved farm manager for 14-15 years, who was a construction guy, built this extension onto the barn, which was an overhang that covered the feedlot. And so when the cows get done milking, they go down, there's bunkers, and it's filled with feed for them. And so what happened about an hour ago is a large portion of this area where the roof is about 15 to 16 feet over the cows, so we get the machinery underneath it to put feed in the bunkers, collapsed under the weight of the snow. This snow that came yesterday and last night was especially heavy. If you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show, you'll see a picture of my niece driving down the driveway into the home farm, and you can't see the driveway, you can't see anything. All you can see is snow and maybe the rail fence, showing you how hard it was snowing for a 4 or 5 hour period. So we have a number of buildings and greenhouses. I've lost greenhouses. Last year I lost a greenhouse that I had rebuilt twice, and I finally gave up on it and said, okay, we're going to put up a pole building. And this building that collapsed is a pole building. And all of the things that we use to build on the farm are from the farm. We have our own, I'm pretty, you know, self-sufficient. I have my own sort of sawmill. We take wood from the from the farm, and we cut it, and that's where all of the stuff came from that we put up on the roof. Anyway, bottom line, and that's somebody else calling now. They're about, at first blush, it looked like 12 cows are killed. Not sure whether it's more or not. But I will tell you, for the first time in a long time, I feel like the town is sort of on my side. There's been an amazing outpouring. I just talked to the town manager who was there, and the chairman of the Board of Selectmen called me, and the fire department is there, the public works people are there, all trying to save these cows, some of whom are still trapped underneath the debris.
Is the news there?
The news is, I'm sure it's there.
Yeah.
Proud to be there. You kidding?
Yeah.
That'll be the front page. Well, it'll be the front page story.
The local news, yeah.
I'll tell you something. You lose 12 animals like that, it's going to make...
Well, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed that that's what it is. And as luck would have it, I'm going back today in an hour. I'm going to the airport to get on a plane to go back anyway. I didn't want to go back to this.
I guess there was good timing, right?
Yeah, well, good or bad timing, but... at any rate, I mean, at this point, you don't do anything except you clean up the debris, you bury the cows, and you know, think. Okay,
and be thankful no one was in there.
Exactly, that there were no people.
I find that amazing.
But I really am. This is the first time I have felt in a long time that there were people there who were paying attention. You know, this is an asset that is very unusual. And I don't say it because it's mine, because it isn't really mine. I'm just the custodian of it at the moment. It's something that would go on if my plans come to fruition. It just stays as a farm forever. I'm trying to save the land. That's what I, you know, went through all this stuff to do, because it's an important piece, frankly, of the region, kind of an important piece of an old Americana that does deserve to be saved. And so that's why I have done it. But I will tell you, some of the obstacles, oof, man. There isn't anything that's come out of this winter. Everything. The store has been closed three times because the animals, you know, are suffering. The frostbite affects the quality of the milk, so we stop selling the milk because we sell the raw milk at the store. And so the business has been virtually non-existent for the better part of 2.5-3 months. So, you know, it's just that sort of thing. But then you get into the deeper side of it, which is, what does this all mean? What's the meaning of these events? And so I contemplate that. But I am very heartened by the response of the people in the town. So, anyway, having said that, I want Uri Geller to join us in a moment, because he can put an interesting spin on realities like this. So we'll do that. And Jennifer, why don't you give us a couple of quick headlines as far as things that we haven't touched on today. I don't know that we've talked about the president suggesting that, he wouldn't suggest this, but there was a study done indicating that if the 10-10 wins, that we'll lose about 500. So 10-10 wins, if you've got a job at minimum wage, you lose it. About 500,000 jobs could be in jeopardy because of this. And that's one of the headlines that will deserve a little bit more examination as we go through the rest of the week. What else, Jen?
Well, the big stories today, the Powerball, if you want to do something a little bit lighter, is actually the top story and trending all over the place. The Powerball jackpot is gigantic. It grows to $400 million. Also, the Olympics, we've been tossing around where the U.S. is. I believe we're back in second place again. And then I think probably the most important story of the day today, Dougie, is that General Motors is in trouble, because they knew as early as 2004 that the new Chevy Cobalt had an ignition switch that could inadvertently shut off the engine while driving. This is according to depositions in a civil suit against GM that was obtained by the USA Today. At least six people died because of those accidents involving the switches in the GM compacts, prompting the automaker to recall 778,000 plus automobiles from its 2005 to 2007 Cobalt line, and the Pontiac G5 compacts also in North America. So that's a big story. They'll be in some big trouble if that's true.
So I just got I have a tickler on my site for the local news. What do you think?
Roof collapse.
Breaking news. Roof collapse at Eastleigh Farm. Animals trapped inside. All right. Let's get to Uri in a moment here. This is Good Day.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleached a train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance experts. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
Now, 16 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller is here. I am interested in Uri for lots of different reasons. He and I have been friends for 20 years. He is one of the most interesting and unusual people on the planet. Has great powers. He has managed to instill spoon bending into world culture, in a sense. He was involved, or I don't know that you really were involved. The spoon bending part of this commercial for the or in the Super Bowl. What does it? What sort of thing? What does it connote, Uri?
Well, what it does, the significance of that commercial. By the way, it's a brilliant commercial. You can see it on my Facebook page. It's a takeoff of The Matrix. If you remember the Matrix, the first film with Keanu Reeves, when Keanu walks into the Oracle, and in the Oracle there are children who pick up a spoon and teach Keanu Reeves how to bend the spoon with the power of the mind. And then the last phrase is, there is no spoon, it's your mind that bends. So I just think that what a brilliant commercial to bring back my spoon bending into it. And a lot of people have to kind of ask my permission to allow them to use the spoon bending because they don't really know whether I copyrighted it or not. But I'm always flattered when hundreds, if not thousands of magicians have duplicated my spoon bending and key bending worldwide. And I'm very happy about that. For me, it's an honor to have other young mentalists and magicians use certain or imitate or copy certain demonstrations of the power of the mind into their own act.
You know, as I listen to you and what you just said, I want to repeat because this is, I've not heard you say this before. It isn't that the spoon is bending, it's that the mind is bending. Is that more or less what I heard you say?
Exactly.
So what does that mean?
Ah, that's a love that.
You still haven't seen The Matrix yet, which basically the premise is that nothing is real, tangible. Everything is being made up in your brain as you go. We're just
going through life. So Rory's not really bending the spoon.
That was exactly the answer, but brilliant. What it means is that we might have an alternative reality out there, a different reality. Maybe, Doug, I'm just now making you up. You don't really exist, but my mind is making you up, vice versa. Maybe you're talking to me, but is there a real Uri Geller? Maybe your subconscious mind creates that alter reality. Mm. It's fascinating stuff. It's all to do with quantum entanglement and quantum mechanics. And it's just brilliant the way they brought that spoon bending into that commercial that was watched by 125 million people.
All right, so let me lay this one on you. I have my own alternative reality at the moment, and I wonder whether this is real. I was just talking on the air, you know, about my dairy farm and the cows and stuff, and because of the bad snow, one of the roofs collapsed this morning, and a number of cows were killed. And so as I think about that and what you've just said, maybe the cows aren't dead. Maybe there's an alternative reality. I mean, their bodies are there, and there's no life in them. And can we say that for life in general? Can we say that for the grandmother who died this morning, or somebody who got killed in an automobile accident? Are they? I mean, this goes to the business about life after death.
Yes,
all of these things. What seems, because there's no life in that body, does that mean that being is dead? And perhaps under the circumstances that we're talking about, the answer is no.
Yes, I love that. I love what you said, and I'm really sorry to hear about your cows because I know how dedicated and, you know, you love them, and I'm really sorry. You saddened me now, but what you said now is true. Life after death does exist because we go back to that amazing equation, E equals MC squared. Everything is made from energy in the universe, not only on planet Earth, but the stars and the moons and the beyond, the different galaxies are all energy. Energy vibrates. Energy cannot cease. Energy cannot die off. Energy translates and molds itself and shapes itself into different other forms and different other realities and formations of mind power. Remember, the last frontier is not space. The last frontier is the mind.
Is the mind. So it isn't under the water. It isn't out in space. It's what goes on in your mind. And what secrets there may be that will perhaps never be unlocked. We may never understand all of this stuff. Just thinking about quantum physics gives me a headache. But, you know, that's really kind of what the spiritual world is all about. That's what you and I both embrace.
Yep, very much so.
But we don't understand it.
Yep.
We embrace it, yet we do not know what really it's all about. That's really the bottom line here. All right, Uri, thank you. Uri Geller, whose website is always full of fascinating things. URIGELLER, Uri Geller. Go visit, see what's going on in the alternative world, if you will. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Atlas measures your heart rate, calculates the calories you burned, and tracks your body on the X, Y, and Z axis, so it knows how many laps you swim and if you did push-ups or triangle push-ups. It's a preload with the most popular exercises, can learn new exercises, you teach it, so you can instantly see your progress, analyze your form, anticipate plateaus, find out what makes you stronger and faster. Interesting, another app. Mike Hayes caught up with Peter Lee, the CEO of Atlas. And
welcome to Startups in Action, the hot perks and hot picks of crowdfunding intelligence. I'm your media mentor, Mike Hayes. Crowdfunding is already changing the world, one crowdfunding success story at a time. Entrepreneurs are now financially empowered to start up new ventures as never before. Today's hot pick is being pre-sold right now on Indiegogo.com, and it's called Atlas.
Measure your success, track your workout, and train your body with Atlas. Atlas does everything other fitness trackers do and more. In addition to syncing with your phone, the on-wrist display gives you live feedback on the type, speed, and quality of your exercises as you're working out. And the suite of inertial sensors inside sees your movement in 3D to identify and track each exercise. Atlas converts every action and every exercise into data you can see to improve your workout and to compete with local friends or professionals around the world. It's the world's first activity tracker that can actually track everything. And with the community of data behind you, you'll be able to analyze your form, anticipate plateaus, and make improvements to your workout to get stronger, faster. This is Atlas.
So now that you know what Atlas is, let me introduce you to Peter Lee, the CEO and co-founder of this exciting new product.
I've co-founded Atlas with my preschool friend, actually. So we've been friends since the second grade. And so we grew up together, and he went to Boston University for electrical engineering and then worked at Philips Healthcare doing circuit design for about 3 years. And really it just started all remotely, just through just video chat, working through the preliminary concepts of the company, all remotely.
What made you decide on crowdfunding? How'd that come about?
One of the wonderful things of crowdfunding is, I guess it's sort of a double-edged sword, really, where you get the opportunity to really bear your company out to the general public and have sort of really put like a like a not fully baked idea into the eyes for criticism of everybody. But then at the same time, you get the benefit of having the opportunity to really test and validate your product idea and the product prototypes that you've developed to help generate a certain degree of traction in the form of pre-orders. So we actually started our campaign January this past year and have pre-sold over $450,000 worth of Atlas, which all goes to the non-refundable engineering costs required for the tooling of the physical product, the circuit board printing, as well as the plastics injection molding. Before we launched our pre-sale campaign, we had spent maybe a month and a half really getting integrated and reaching out to all the thought leaders within the Austin fitness community. So being able to connect with them and showing demos of the product and really sort of just really raising awareness is what was really important. And collecting the contact information of the people who are interested and who want to be notified of when the product can be pre-sold. So that was something that we had prepared a little bit. And actually, in hindsight, really wish we had done even more preparation work. I mean, because you never really can get enough time to prepare for certain things. But definitely just reaching out to your community, letting people know that, hey, in 30 days, you're going to be able to pre-order the thing you just demoed, and your help, it would be incredible to help support us. And actually, without your help, we would not even be able to make this product.
One thing that people have another hard time with is communicating with their friends and family that crowdfunding is not charity, that it is about
right.
a business plan, a message, and it's a leg up on the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And especially with what we're doing, with supporting the early backers, I believe is really important. So, for example, the closest network had the opportunity and had the email notification to purchase Atlas right when it was launched. And you could get it for $100, which is at cost for us. And it was really through their momentum that we were able to break through the Founders Club is what we called it, and then launched the next one, which is the Early Bird, where you can purchase Atlas for $130. And then since then, the price has increased to $169, which is actually still cheaper than the suggested retail price that we will launch the product with.
If you'd like to learn more about crowdfunding, join me on crowdfundingintelligence.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.